Joe Biden is calling for a nationwide mask mandate, citing health experts' predictions that it could save 40,000 plus lives over the next 3 months. The pandemic has caused the deaths of more than 166,000 Americans and plunged the global economy into the worst economic recession since World War II.
Every single American should be wearing a mask when they're outside for the next 3 months at a minimum. Every governor should mandate mandatory mask wearing. The estimates by the experts are it will save over 40,000 lives in the next 3 months.
Biden's comments come after attending a briefing with his vice presidential pick, California Senator Harris, and a panel of experts, including former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen. He says they also spoke about school reopenings, the distribution of a vaccine if and when one becomes available, and, quote, how COVID-19 is affecting different races differently, unquote. Both Biden and Harris spoke to the Trump administration's failure to protect people from the COVID-19 virus thus far. Harris urged voters to ask the current administration for a concrete plan for vaccine distribution.
I think it's important that the American people looking at the election coming up ask the current occupant of the White House, when am I going to get vaccinated? When am I actually going to get vaccinated? Because there may be some grand gestures offered by the current president about a vaccine, but it really doesn't matter until you can answer the question, when am I going to get vaccinated?
Harris said that if elected, she and Biden have a plan to designate $25 billion on manufacturing and distribution of a vaccine if and when one becomes available. She also mentioned creating a pandemic testing board and building a public health jobs corps for contact tracing that would create at least 100,000 jobs. President Donald Trump has said that his administration was sending 125 million reusable masks to school districts across the nation. He urges Americans to wear masks, but has opposed the idea of a national requirement and declined to wear one for months. On Wednesday, when the U.S. reported 1,499 new coronavirus deaths, the highest number of COVID-19-related deaths in a single day since May, Trump pushed for schools and businesses to continue opening. I'm Emma Herdman for KPFA.